And it just so happens it's
not necessary.
It is. It is. I know.
Sound the bell. Yep. Here's the good news.
A Monday installment of Not Necessarily the News, where sometimes it's not about what the news says, it's just how you say the news that really matters. We say hey to you, our Hank Facebook Livers, watching as we stream live. Have fun in the comments section. And get ready. As we said, 8:30 today, it will be.
Bezos, and my life is a
yes. Another Bezos rocket goes into the air. We'll have
sounds fun.
We'll have Bezos on the hotline, 8:15 on the show. But it will be a crew, all-female crew. First time this has ever happened in space since 1963. And that was the Russians, so it doesn't count.
Oh,
exactly.
All right.
So we're going to have Katy Perry, the Bezos bride-to-be, Lauren Sanchez, Gail King, amongst, I think there's one more. But they're not famous, are they? Not yet, at least. But they will have 11 minutes start to finish on this whole thing. And they're just going to go on the outer cusp of space. Lauren Sanchez already talking trash with her cabin mate, thinking Katy Perry will be on her phone the whole time.
All right. Are we allowed to bring phones?
I don't think anybody's going to be on their phone.
Selfie sticks?
Katy Perry.
Yeah. Testing, no doubt, the laws of gravity. And then Katy Perry is very excited.
This is exciting. My daughter, she's so excited. She thinks she's going with me, and she thinks that the rocket is pink. But so many little girls are going to see themselves in one of us, hopefully. Couldn't think of a better crew.
She also said this actual quote, Katy Perry. Quote, I'm really excited about the engineering of all of this. I'm excited to learn more about STEM and just the math about what it takes to accomplish this kind of thing. So by the end of this, Katy Perry will be able to fire off her own rockets.
Mm-hmm.
And she's taking notes as she goes.
Yeah, I think our engineers out there are pretty safe for a while. I think Katy Perry's coming after your gig. They are launching with five females at the helm. So you know there was a lot of input about what to wear in space. And the girls are raising some eyebrows with their very sexy blue suits. Have you seen these?
Yeah.
The PR photo.
Form-fitting.
A little AI. And Katy Perry may just sing in space. By the way, there are actually two science-minded females here.
There you go.
So just so everyone is clear, you don't necessarily need to be like a fiancé of someone famous or a singer or a film producer. You can actually be like an astrophysicist or an activist.
You mean two other than Katy Perry?
Mm-hmm.
Right. Yeah, big surprise with a rocket shaped like that. You got suits coming across like that. Tax day is tomorrow, and a poll done on Friday found at least one in four people still not done.
There's a lot of time.
And when it comes to rolling around to even tomorrow, 9% said they won't even start until actual tax day. Two-thirds have already filed.
So they have like 41 hours left?
This is already way too many numbers after having to do my taxes yesterday.
Oh, you did them? Are you rich? So you may be wondering, who is Rosie O'Donnell chatting with now that she lives in Ireland? Well, the answer is not our good buddy Susie over in Ireland. No, that would be one Lyle Menendez. Apparently, the two are great friends. She revealed their relationship on an appearance on Larry King Live way back in 1996 and says the second she heard about it, she knew their alibi was true. The duo talked for hours on their first conversation. Then he continued to call her. So it's the first straight man she's ever loved.
You know, when you're in prison, you can't really choose who you get to talk to. So I'm sorry, Lyle, on that one. Over the weekend, friends, and culminating yesterday, was the Masters, a tradition like no other. Like no other! And Rory McIlroy wins the Masters yesterday. He completes a career Grand Slam. There's only been five other golfers in history that have done that. So, golf clap. Too loud! Too loud! And then over there, I saw the note, not Rory, but Rourke. Mickey Rourke has been removed from the Celebrity Big Brother UK house due to unacceptable behavior.
Ow.
Evidently, they have a Celebrity Big Brother UK. And Mickey Rourke is causing havoc.
Mm-hmm.
Why can't we get this on TV?
Oh.
Mm. Yeah, evidently he's been asked to leave. So, and he has nowhere to go. It's Mickey Rourke.
That's unfortunate.
So tell me about it.
Everyone bringing everything to a Minecraft movie in theaters, and it's not just sneaking in M&Ms. No, this time someone brought a live chicken into a theater in Provo, Utah.
Yeah. There you go.
His name is Chuck Nadalt. And his buddies, well, they bought a $15 bird on the way to the theater. They kept it quiet by feeding it popcorn until the big moment arrived, then debuted the fowl during the infamous chicken jockey moment.
Chicken jockey!
The management then asked them to leave. Chuck says he has no regrets.
I mean, just like Jack Black, you can ask them to leave, but they're just going to keep coming back.
Chicken jockey!
And if you can put a bunny in a sink, why can't you put a chicken in a theater?
Well, it was his physical. Really, the first one of this presidency, and President Trump's doctor. We're going to have the Donald on the show tomorrow.
That's exciting.
Yes. The president is, quote, fully fit to serve as commander-in-chief, as the White House doctor, Sean Barbabella.
Barbabella.
Yeah. Cited an active lifestyle, and he's actually 20. It's down 20 pounds since the last checkup.
Oh.
So well done. The doctor better have said that, otherwise he's going to El Salvador. Now, And then finally, sad to report that over the weekend, Ted Kotcheff, out of Canada, and a cinematic director, passes away at the age of 94. He was the director of the original Weekend at Bernie's, Ted.
Oh.
And passed away on Thursday, but we're only actually hearing about it today because his family spent the whole weekend trying to evade gangsters while pretending that he was still alive.
Waking up with KB and Heather Lee, Hank FM.